Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Denise Dirks, and Todd Cunin, our producer, Cal Hunter. It's the 16th of July, 2022. If you want to call on the show, this is our third hour. Those of you who stay with us 3 hours, you are the stalwarts, because this is exciting, entertaining, but only sometimes informative. Remember, seek counsel. Don't go get legal advice. We're just talking about general topics of law. We're here to entertain you first. And be informative second. So call us at 855 Law Radio or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Go follow us personally on Instagram. We have a Radio Law Talk Instagram. You can do that. But my personal Instagram, because I look at that more, is at Frederick Penny One. FREDERICKPENNEY. And the number one, Denise, yours is?
Private.
And Todd, yours is?
Mine is at Todd Cunin. That's TODDKUHNEN.
All right. Follow us if you want.
And mine's Cal Hunter, by the way.
Do you have one? You got one, Cal?
It's either Hunter, Cal, or Cal Hunter. Can't remember.
You can tell he's really into it, and he'll answer you.
I do look at it. It's just all in cookies. You know, I just click over and see that.
Okay, Cal.
My law office has a Facebook, though.
Does it? Okay. Go to the law offices of Denise Dirks. We're not pushing her, though. We're not pushing any of us. We're just telling you that. We're going to talk about Amber Heard. We're going to talk about fertility doctors. 1992 case that the prosecutors are now trying to prosecute that is very interesting. And Todd Cunin, one of our co-hosts here, former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee, California, and now a dude that does a lot of public defense for public defender's office. Look, there's some interesting things about this 1992 case who had two prior hung juries. And why is it that they're allowed to have another case going against them when you got double jeopardy laws? So we're going to discuss that, get into that, and we've got other things to talk about. And at the very end, the most important thing you guys like to listen to, at the end is what we call our quick takes. And Denise and I and Todd will throw a quick take out there because we know in a three-hour time period you're not going to remember everything. So we're going to throw something out for you to remember during the week. But with that, let's go to case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
In show business, there is an adage, a phrase, and it was made popular by the late, great TV show host Tom Snyder way back in the day. Tom Snyder used to take a drag on a cigarette, look in the camera and go, there's no such thing as bad talent, only bad producers. Well, this was the case in 1956 when Buddy Holly recorded this breakout song. He and his drummer, Jerry Allison, wrote it. That'll be the day. Buddy jumped at the opportunity. Yeah, exactly. Hey, when I jumped at the opportunity to record it in a real Nashville studio for the giant record label at the time, Decca Records, D-E-C-C-A.
Mm-hmm.
Alas. The Nashville sessions were less than stellar, badly produced, badly arranged, with the house band who just wasn't very good. And Buddy hated the results. Decca hated the sessions as well, and did not publish any of it, didn't make it to record. The botched Nashville sessions, including That'll Be the Day, were locked away in the Decca vaults, and they were dead on arrival. But Buddy urgently wanted to, I mean, think of the history of rock and roll if that song had not, this is kicked Buddy Holly's career off. So, he urgently wanted to re-record TBTD and release it on another label. But Decca said, you do that, and we'll crush you with a career-ending lawsuit. But the 22-year-old Buddy Holly had a plan. He went straight to a small studio in New Mexico and recorded this perfect, definitive version of That'll Be the Day and took the finished product to Brunswick Records for release. Remember Decca Brunswick? Brunswick realized it was a solid hit, published it to worldwide acclaim. Decca saw this was so successful, they decided they're going to sue Buddy Holly. Got their powerful legal team out there and said, we think we have a case or no case. Denise, what do you think about this, case or no case? Denise?
Oh, I think...
It's another funeral home.
No.
Brought to you by the Herman Funeral Home. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I mean, there might be a little bit of dead air, and there might be a little dead space, but...
That's usually for me, but go ahead.
You know what? Something tells me that it happened, that this is real. This is a scenario. And that Decca did sue Buddy Holly. And that Buddy Holly ended up winning because it brought attention to his music and this album in particular. And he made a lot of money off this album. I think there was a mistake in the contract with Decca, and that Decca did not have the rights to suppress any future recordings of it. And I do think that the case ends up settling, but Buddy Holly wins in the end because of the all of the public things.
And the record was released,
it
obviously.
It was, for sure.
Okay, Fred Penny, what do you say, case or no case?
I think I remember this case, not the details. This does sound like a case. I'm going to say it is a case, and Buddy Holly does win. It's obvious because now the question is, do they settle or whatever? But Buddy Holly wins, or it settles out so Buddy Holly can actually produce this or put this song out. Maybe, like you said, a hint, Cal, Decca buys out his the company that went ahead and published this. So I don't know. But yeah, case, and Buddy Holly gets to win either through settlement or an actual verdict.
One way or the other, he wins. Okay, Todd, what say you?
What was the significance of Decca Brunswick? You said when Buddy Holly made the record in New Mexico, then he went and he sold it to, he went to the record company, Brunswick, and then you said Decca Brunswick. What was the significance of that?
Well, that may be a factor in all of this, but the fact is that Decca was where he recorded the first version, and
yes,
that was buried. He worked with this little label, Brunswick, in New Mexico years ago, and went out because he was from the South doing, they did a lot of rockabilly recordings. So we went there and said, can I re-record the song? They said, sure. We recorded the song. They said, you want to release it? And they said, sure. So they did. And it was a million selling smash. And Decca watched this whole thing from the sidelines.
Okay, because I thought I heard you say Decca Brunswick. I didn't know if that was another entity.
He was saying that was an equivalent or another recording label.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with Fred and Denise. You guys both said that it was a case in Buddy Holly wins, right?
Yes, sir.
I am, for strategic reasons, siding with them.
Hmm. Okay. Ooh, well, I think that's a logical thing. So if you'd like to hear this, I will give you the answer now. We have a minute or two so we can.
Yeah, let's do it.
And the answer to case or no case is true story. No case.
Oh, Cal, you're killing us.
That's because the astute 20-year-old Buddy Holly cleverly schemed to release it. And Todd, you were getting in there on Brunswick Records, which was a subsidiary of
Decca
Records. So if Decca sued, it would be suing itself for a song that was making a fortune for itself. And Buddy's version of That'll Be the Day was the first gold record he ever got. Was a win-win for everybody. That was the day for Buddy Holly, awesome, who died at the age of 22 in a plane crash, in a day commonly referred to as the day the music died. And that...
Oh, is that the song?
Yeah. You remember the song?
Yeah,
That's about that day.
What? Tell me what Bye Bye Miss American Pie is about, that song.
I just think it rhymes. That's all.
Is that okay? It's obviously that part was about.
No,
Buddy
it's
Holly.
Like Miss American Pie. It's like all the sweet women, all the
great
sweet
life.
Girls in America cries because of this day
Buddy
the music
Holly.
Died.
Richie Valens,
right?
Buddy Holly, and who's the third one? But the guy who did not go on that plane, who was supposed to, was Dion Dominucci, the guy, the wanderer. Well, I'm the type of guy. He was supposed to be on that plane. He didn't.
Wow.
So anyway.
That guy's name is
during the break.
With a D.
We'll figure it out during the break.
Dion.
We'll be back.
We'll be right back. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal. legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218. Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brain.
And now, back to the show here with Fred, Denise, and Todd.
Hey, thanks for letting us in. Look, we're going to talk about the Amber Heard. This is a quick note, and we just want to get back to the, we were talking earlier during the break, how Amber Heard's, you know, trying to get a new trial. And look, her lawyers, you got to try everything. You throw all the mud up against the wall and see what's trying to stick. And what they try to stick with is apparently there was a juror that lived in the same home. They had the same name. One person was 77, one was 52. It was probably obviously a father and a son, right? Or a daughter and I believe it was a father and a son. They had the same name, living at the same address. One was 77, one was 52. Amber Heard's lawyers claim, well, it was supposed to be the 77-year-old that was supposed to show up, not the 52-year-old. And the 52-year-old showed up, and sure enough, they argued, no, and the courts held, sorry, it didn't prejudice the outcome of the case. In fact, the judge said the juror was vetted, sat during the whole jury, deliberated, and reached a verdict. And not only that, you could have kicked them off, if you wanted to. That does not, and not only that, they argue Heard never alleged in the argument, that is her lawyers, that the jurors, number 15, was prejudiced her in any way. So they basically said, the court said, you never showed any way why you were prejudiced because this person and what they did to prejudice you. There was nothing there. So the court threw it out and said, nope, everything's upheld and good luck. Now the question is Amber Heard appeal? Don't forget what happens on appeal. Now this isn't California, and I don't know where Virginia is. This is Virginia. But I'm not quite sure what the number is. But in California, while you're appealing, while that thing's sitting, it's 10% interest. And the amount of money that on, what, $12 million, $10 million, whatever, that Johnny Depp's supposed to be getting, the amount of money added up. I remember a case that we handled that was a $6 million case, and it was 10% in California. It was like $1,200 a day. I don't know, something like that. Some outrageous price. Because they were thinking about whether they're going to appeal. Every day, $1,200, ching, $1,200, ching.
And it's not necessarily stayed during the time of the appeal either.
Right. And so, it comes down to, don't forget, Johnny Depp needs to execute on the judgment. They can execute against Amber. There's no way Amber has that kind of money to pay for it. She'll file bankruptcy, I'm sure. But I don't know in Virginia the laws and to determine whether or not they can. There's some things you can't file bankruptcy for and get out of. And I don't know if this is one or not.
It is. It's intentional acts. Yeah. And remember fraud, malice, those type of things, which had to be proved.
Right.
Those are the type of things that do not get discharged in bankruptcy.
Yeah, that's generally true. And not only that, does her insurance coverage cover her homeowners? Believe it or not, she have homeowners policies, covers you for a lot of things when you're sued, but if it's intentional acts, most homeowners do not cover that insurance policy. So who knows? All I got to say is Johnny Depp is going to do King Henry the V, is it?
It is. I set you guys that up.
Yeah, King Henry. He's doing like
Netflix, right?
Netflix supposed to be a $30, $40 million payout for him or something like that, and because he's so popular now, and Amber can't even get on Aquaman, which was the shocker. I didn't realize she only got paid, what, $2 million for that?
Yeah.
Approximately. She did not get paid.
I don't think
much.
She got the back end deal either, by she, got to a piece of the profits box office.
Like Johnny Depp gets.
One thing for sure, since this landed well for Johnny Depp in the Heard matter, it's also helped him in other cases that were pending. Right, Fred? We're talking about there was a lawsuit brought by a crew member of the City of Lies. That was a film that was being brought or being done by Johnny Depp in the past. And that crew member said that Johnny Depp assaulted him. And another person that was involved in that same moment, and they said they actually took a video of the event, said that the crew member was never assaulted, that Johnny Depp stood up for an African-American homeless woman that this crew member was trying to remove from the set, and he said racial slurs and was very rude to her, that Johnny got up from his seat and went over and defended the woman and said, look, you can't talk to her like that. You can ask her to leave, but you can't talk to her like that. That's not cool, man.
Good for Johnny. Yeah.
Right. And so because of this witness, this case settled, and it settled before before trial. We don't know the terms of it, but we know that there's going to be some conditions that have to be met, and they have to be performed within 45 days of the date of settlement, and then a dismissal will be filed of the case no later than January 5th, 2023.
Wow. Interesting. That one witness that comes forward says Johnny Depp was a good person and protected this homeless minority, sounded like.
Right.
And settle that one fast, dude.
Yeah, and it could have gone bad if Johnny had still this over his head about being a wife beater and, you know, all of that type of stuff. It could have been bad for Johnny, but it looks like somebody came forward and actually did a deposition and a declaration to the court and to assist him.
You know what, Denise? There's a lot of testimony that said he's a good person. He was a good person.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did have issues, and he fessed up to the issues when he was drinking and took, you know, some drugs. He fought those demons, you know?
You know, we asked a question a couple of weeks ago. And it might have been just when we were talking about what the effect of the O.J. Simpson trial, if the social media had been present then that we have now, how that would that have affected the O.J. Simpson trial back then? I think that we see that with Johnny Depp, because, you know, this plaintiff's attorney in the assault case is like, look, if you want to work in Hollywood, he was a set manager. If you take this case, look what happened to Amber Heard, excoriated by Johnny Depp's fans. If you take this case, good luck working at Hollywood again.
Right.
And the funny thing is, or maybe not funny, but Camille Vasquez, the attorney for Depp, the one that was, you know, kind of the sideline attorney, but had the most impact and popularity during the Heard Depp trial, she was representing him in this suit, too.
Nice. When we come back, Elizabeth Holmes, fertility doctor lawsuit, 1992 cases being prosecuted, and Elizabeth Holmes Theranos, the latest. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the show continues.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has pledged American support to the Middle East region before he began his trek back to Washington after a 4-day trip to Saudi Arabia. The president met individually with the leaders of Iraq, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. He also met with the King of Jordan during the trip as well. But it was his meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Friday that is still being talked about.
I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it. I made my view crystal clear.
The president said he made it clear that he thought the prince was responsible for the murder of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi. The prince has denied any role in the killing. The president also talked with the leaders about drilling for more oil to lower gas prices. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
4869.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley.
How did that happen?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
We're back. Elizabeth Holmes, Theranos. That is a interesting topic that we haven't discussed in a while, but her sentencing, she was found guilty a number of months ago, and she's out on a $500,000 bond of basically defrauding investors, but not found on any charges, or and it was exonerated on charges of defrauding patients. The interesting thing is Sunny Balwani, her co-founder, was found guilty. By the way, they had a romantic relationship. 12 counts of defrauding investors and patients, where Elizabeth Holmes was not found guilty of defrauding patients. I think that's going to be critical when it comes down to the judge giving them time or coming down with their sentence. And it's been kicked from September to October 17th, Elizabeth Holmes. Don't forget, she has a child. She's married. And you know what?
And there was no explanation for the extension of time from September to October. It was done by the court. So we don't really know why it was done, but I think you, Todd, have kind of a theory on that, right?
Well, when Elizabeth Holmes, I said Katie, when Elizabeth Holmes' sentencing date was set, Balwani's trial was still going. It might not have even been started yet. So they didn't have the certainty of knowing, A, whether or not he would be convicted or not. And I say the certainty of knowing. I think that a lot of people felt that was going to happen. But he hadn't been convicted yet. And the trial was not done and you have to plan for delays. And so it wouldn't surprise me if this sentencing date for Holmes was picked as a sort of a put a pin in it or a place marker. We're just going to keep the case on calendar so that we know it's there. But what the court really would probably want to do is to learn the results of the Bulwani case, hear the facts that came out in that case, and then sentence Holmes and Bulwani at or near the same time to ensure that there are not disparate sentences being meted out between a male defendant, female defendant, so that they can take into consideration the degrees of culpability on either side, so that, as Fred pointed out, you've got Bulwani, who was accused of defrauding both investors and patients, and that's a huge distinction. And so you would think that whatever Bulwani gets, that Elizabeth Holmes should get less, but we don't know how that's going to play out. So maybe the sentencing report and the sentencing indication toward Bulwani is going to set the bar for what the range is for Elizabeth Holmes, but it makes much more sense to do them close in time.
Yes, and I have a different theory. I have a theory because she just had a son a year ago that the delay is a little intentional to get that child out of the weaning years.
Good idea.
Yeah, and to make sure that that child's not going to be so seriously harmed when she is put into prison, because she may be able to take the child, but less likely, it's not likely she's going to be able to.
Sorry for that 1 year old
exactly.
Baby. That baby's going to be just so tied to her and just going to.
No, I totally agree. And so I think the delay is, because it was done by the court, is just maybe just a humanitarian type of a delay.
Well, here's the thing, Denise, and you know I brought this up before, and we've kind of said this, both Todd and I, we've all said this. Here's a young woman, and again, she needs to pay the price, right? But I'm hoping for a more lenient sentence. And I'm saying that right now. I don't mind saying it on the radio all over the country. I hope that the sentence is a little more lenient for her. I truly believe, this is what I believe, and again, I wasn't sitting through the whole trial. It's what I've read and what I've studied, and the three of us have studied it. I think she truly believed in it. I think she truly started out with a belief. She's an entrepreneur. She's a woman entrepreneur in tech, which is very, very difficult, by the way. Go back and look at all the women who have made billions or hundreds of millions in tech. Very few. I know of a couple, and I know one personally that has done well in tech. And she's still doing well in tech, but it's very few. I think it just got away from her, right? It got away from her, and she got too wrapped up in it, and she believed in it so much she was willing to exaggerate. I'm not going to say the word lie. I know that sounds bad. She exaggerated way too extreme one way or the other to push her agenda.
But remember that her machine did accurately test for 9 different things. It didn't do the hundreds of things that it was hoped it could do, but it did accurately test for, I think it was 7 or 9. I don't remember the number, but
right.
It did test for 7 to 9 different types of diseases that it could identify.
If Elizabeth Holmes was a 100% completely independent actor on this, and this was all her doing, and it was just her, I could see a harsher sentence. But, I mean, I think going back to the reason why these sentences for Bulwani and Holmes may occur at or near the same time. Now, again, I didn't sit through the trial. I'm just, as Fred said, a dude sitting on the sidelines looking at this. But my impression about this whole thing was that there were other people, largely Bulwani, that were using this young individual and her abilities to get donors and funds, but that he was manipulating it. He was the mastermind, setting her up to be the fall guy if things went south, and he didn't get away with it. And honestly, if it comes out in sentencing and both trials that was the case, I mean, I don't see, obviously, the court exonerating her, but I see the court looking at her as being more a pawn or a puppet in some other person's grand scheme. And to that extent, I think it's mitigated.
Hang on, Cal. Yeah, don't forget, this is important to note, too, is the people that she, quote, duped are intelligent investors, not normal Joe, Jane people. These are billionaires, millionaires, multimillionaires. These are actual companies that are venture capitalists.
With more lawyers than Johnny Depp.
Yeah, that they look into this stuff, and that's right. And they're the ones that were supposedly, quote, defraud. And don't get me wrong, you need to be prosecuted, or, I mean, you need to be found at fault for this. Hence, you know, everyone's like, hey, why don't you get a bunch of people invested? I don't want to, because I don't want them thinking if I messed up. But these people aren't stupid.
And the fact that before this criminal case started, she was investigated and found liable by a governmental regulatory agency and paid the money back that she was fined by that agency.
Right.
So she's tried to make good on everything to this point. Again, it doesn't exonerate her, but it's heavily mitigating, and I would agree with Fred, I hope it starts the lower end.
At the top of the funnel, everything looks good, right? So she's got a lot of people lining up. Those people bring on their prestige buddies, just like Bernie Madoff. Madoff was making money for Steven Spielberg. Spielberg drops a dime. Hey, this guy's making me this much money. And so now the top of the funnel looks good. And then things start to narrow. And what is she going to do? She gets pressure from the investors, pressure from people on her team. Did she lie flat out? I don't know. I'll bet you they told her what she wanted to hear, and she parroted that to the people who were wanting to invest.
Yeah, so one of the things that carries a potential of 20-year prison sentence, each fraud count, which is a lot. I mean, but the nice thing in this federal case, it's judges' discretion. Those are only guidelines. Some state laws, the judges are required to give a minimum sentence. In this one, it is rarely imposed, the maximum sentences, and the judge has full discretion. It's just a guideline. So hopefully the judge will lean a little bit better. Just FYI, the judge here has, in the past, saw sentences ranging from 6 months to 10 years in similar type of fraud type cases, where people defrauded anywhere from 91,000 to 50 million of people's money. But again, I don't know that it's intelligent people, big investors.
Why is it when an investment goes bad, everybody cries fraud?
That's what I was going to say, Cal. I was just going to say, sure, if it hit big, guess what? They would have been laying fat and enjoying life, right? But no, they have to. And again, let's see what happens, but let's hope, Cal, that they don't come down hard on her. Yeah. I think, I'm going to say, give her three years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a risk. It's called a risk for a reason, isn't it?
Give her 3 years, and then I know federal, you can't, you don't get your half time, right, in federal, but that could just be a few years. That poor baby's going to have to.
Isn't it three quarters time?
You do about 85%.
Yeah. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about this 1992 death case and fertility doctor lawsuits.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk. There's more of the show straight ahead, and you won't want to miss not even 1 minute of it. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is no fun. How did that happen?
I'm mean at this time.
Now this back to Radio Law. Is Radio Law Talk.
I always love how you can hear Cal chuckling in the background on those fun little kitty bumps. Fertility doctors. We've been going through this fertility doctors issue for quite some time now. A number of cases, one in Idaho, right, Cal? There was one in was it Arizona or Utah? I can't remember. There was another one we did. Does anybody remember?
There's one from Idaho. I think one from the Midwest.
Midwest,
like Ohio
somewhere.
Or
yes.
Something like that.
And then now we've got one in Kentucky, a woman suing a fertility doctor. There's a new state law that Kentucky passed recently that basically, you know, opens up the ability to sue if there was a issue of fraud by a doctor for fertility.
Now, this law in Kentucky, let me tell you, if you look up the definition of the word tenacity, this person's picture should be there. And it is the plaintiff, Susan Crowder, in this Kentucky lawsuit, because not only is she the plaintiff in this first of its kind lawsuit in Kentucky, she's also the one who spearheaded the law getting passed to begin with. So she had to lobby, get the law passed. Once it's passed, then goes to her attorney, I want to sue on the new law that I just spearheaded getting passed.
So she knew it pretty well. She knew it might qualify.
she did. What she didn't know was the identity of the donor several years earlier, that when she went to a fertility doctor to be impregnated, And it turned out that the doctor was, I don't know.
Supposed to be a student, apparently.
Supposed to be. It reminds me of that scene from Young Frankenstein. Where he says, Igor, what was the name on the brain that you got? Oh, it was Abby someone. Abby. Yeah. Abby Normal. You know, Abby he couldn't Normal. Get the brain that he wanted, so he picked the other one. You just wonder if the day of, the doc's like, oh, my gosh, we're out of stuff.
I am just looking for a scene in that, like that Parent Court or the old Maury Povich show where he goes, Mr. Doctor, you are the father.
Yeah. Well, here's what's interesting. You know, then you ask yourself, it is kind of a catch-22. So the daughter's born in 1976. She takes the genetic test, and whoopsie, you know, it supposedly, allegedly comes from this doctor. And then you say to yourself, I'm suing because I'm who I am, because I wouldn't have been here if I would have been different. I might have not been the same person. I don't have, you know, my eczema that I have. I don't have, I'm going bald, whatever, you know. That's what interests me is what's the damages?
I know.
What's the damages? I would have been different? I don't know.
So this is why this lady sued, is because just think how cringeworthy is this. You go through this very intimate fertility with a doctor, and that doctor you trust and all of that stuff, and then you later find out that he has invaded your body.
But I agree with that, but then I guess what I'm saying is it the mom that sued, not the daughter?
Yes, yes.
But still, you would have had a different daughter had it been someone else's DNA.
What kind of an insult is that to the child over whom she is suing?
Yeah, that's what I'm just trying to say.
It's not an insult to the child. No. It's a very personal assault.
I don't disagree.
They suffer that because of a result finding out guy did it.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you, Denise. I agree 100%. But I'm just thinking of the dichotomy here, or the issue of, okay, what's the remedy? There is no remedy, but the question is, what's the damages? Well, I got this beautiful daughter that came from you, that you're right, you assaulted my body, but you know what I'm saying, Denise? It's kind of weird. It's just weird to think, doggone it, had you done it right, it would have been someone else.
It poses an interesting philosophical question that may... it poses a question that may come up in therapy down the road. If there's ever an argument between mom and daughter, well, you know, technically you sued him, so you didn't want me. You wanted another DNA, and you don't, you know. I could see how that may come up.
I think the daughter is shocked because now she's got hundreds of step or half brothers and sisters out there by this doctor.
Lots of birthday parties.
I mean, actually, the damages would be personal injury type damages and mental damages and emotional damages, right?
I don't know. Exactly. Like Todd said, though, it's like mental. I'm mental because I would have been a different person. Maybe I wouldn't have been here on the earth. I don't know.
No, I believed all this time I was a different person than I am. And now I've been shocked and I found out that the doctor that helped bring me into the world is my actual father.
It's, so my question here
and I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't. That's weird.
There's been an explosion of these fertility fraud lawsuits, and a lot of them have been spurred on by the at-home DNA test for Ancestry.com, where it comes back. It's like, oh, great, but you know, you're not related to the people you think are your parents. You know, you're not related to this, and so a lot of this stuff has come out. So a couple of questions that I have, we can't answer them, but in the case of this doctor, he knew what he did. He knew that that child was his daughter. To what extent now does she become an heir to whatever his fortune as a doctor is going for?
That's a good idea.
Knew that. To what extent, if she was a single mom thinking that it was an anonymous donor, but turns out it's him, she admit, to what extent is there the question about unpaid child support for 18 years that he might owe coming back? Another.
And I will tell you the answer to that. It's all going to depend on the agreement that was signed with the fertility clinic. Because you, when you sign an agreement, if the doctor never signed an agreement that he had no parental rights, that he, you know, that there was no, he would not be a father, the doctor is liable, right? But usually in those scenarios, both the mothers and the bio dads are signing agreements saying bio dad has no interest, is not going to become a parent, you know, he's not going to have any obligations to the child, and the mother is agreeing and making those same agreements.
Interesting.
So it is going to be a fun one to see. I like that kind of,
yeah,
you know, things that come out of this. And I would like to see if the doctor himself signed one.
Well, if he doesn't, then maybe he, you're right, Todd, he pays,
he pays open
paternity,
the door.
And then on that, she's going to inherit part of his stuff.
Can you imagine being the daughter, and she opens up her 23andMe test, and it says, you have 107 siblings.
Wow.
That's why
you
I don't
know?
Do that, 103. I don't do that. I don't want to see all the new siblings.
I haven't either. My husband bought me, but the whole family those. Everybody's done it but me.
No, I don't do
I'm
that.
I'm afraid
stuff.
Of what I'm going to find.
Let's do this really quick, because we're going to end this. Let's just do really quick the 1992 strangulation death of the woman in Mountain View. Todd, really quick.
So, 1992, woman found dead. The suspect was a tech CEO. And this is a long time ago. He was a suspect. He was tried twice. Both cases result in hung juries. After the second case, the district attorney just dismissed the case. Insufficient evidence at that time. In the 30-some-odd years since, they procured new evidence, new technology. They're able to, they believe, prove that he did it. He was arrested. He is now charged with her murder again. And the question that many people have is, whoa, what about double jeopardy? What about double jeopardy? He went through two trials. Here's why double jeopardy probably doesn't apply to save him. Neither trial ended in a conviction or an acquittal. So the reason why, when it doesn't end in a conviction or an acquittal, it's a hung jury, the DA can dismiss in the state of California on a felony. You get one bite at the apple to dismiss and refile the case. That's what they opted to do. It's not a double jeopardy issue.
Ooh, very, very interesting.
So he's facing trial now, 30-year-old cold case.
That's crazy.
The previous jurors, you know, they had big feet to fill.
that could be.
I love those strong conclusions because they make me think about the thing that I can carry over from the show into my week going forward.
Yes.
You know, in those,
like quick takes?
Like a quick take when my froggy voice showed up.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do a quick take. I'll start.
Let's have yours.
Look, I already said this. Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes. I don't think she at first, and I think she believed in what she was doing. I think she got caught up in things. She did pay back the money, and she didn't defraud any individuals. So, Your Honor, I can't tell you what to do, but take that into consideration during your sentencing.
Mr. Kunin, what would your quick take be about, please?
I'm waiting for a movie to be made about the fertility fraud issue, and I think it should be called Sperms of Endearment.
Oh, no. A wandering tale. Yes, okay. And Denise, what is your question?
You know what? I project that Elon Musk is going to get in trouble with the Chancery Court for violating social media restraints.
We'll be back next week with Worse Jokes Than That. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks and Todd Kuhner, my co-host, and our producer, Cal Hunter. See you next week.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a good weekend.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.